From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. The largest owner of radio stations in the country is cutting back on commercials. Clear Channel Communications says that starting in January, listeners can look forward to fewer interruptions. NPR's Netta Ulaby reports.
If you're irritated by all the ads you hear on big commercial radio stations, you're not alone.
This is long, long overdue.
Mark Ramsey heads a consulting firm called Mercury Radio Research.
This is something that the agencies have been crying about for a long time. The listeners have been crying about it. Even the people who work in radio stations have been crying about it. And finally, something's being done on a national basis.
What's being done is clearing out the clutter. That term refers to those seemingly endless ad breaks that can go on for over 15 minutes. Today, Clear Channel announced a ceiling on both the number of commercial minutes and the length of commercials in each break. The company declined to comment, but Mark Ramsey says the reason goes beyond pleasing listeners. Clear Channel stock is down.
Because of this hue and cry from Wall Street, which is equaled among advertisers.
No advertiser wants to be stuck in the middle of a 30-spot break. And neither do most listeners, says Gina Marcone of Paragon Media Strategies. She surveyed over 400 consumers in various markets last year and found they don't like a lot of commercials.
Once the commercials come on, they're out of there. They're flipping to a different radio station.
Clear Channel has admitted that it's selling too many ads for too little money. Leslie Stimson is a news editor at Radio World magazine. She says Clear Channel is trying to bring its ad rate closer to that of newspapers and TV.
You know, in this economic recovery, TV is doing better. Radio isn't. It's like radio is stuck in this hole.
Clear Channel isn't the first broadcaster to experiment with cutting down on ad time, says Mark Ramsey. It's just the biggest.
Lots of other smaller broadcasters have been doing this very effectively to compete against the big guys for years.
And Ramsey predicts that the other big guys may soon be following Clear Channel. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.